Track 17.
Unit 11, 11.1, Exercise 3.
So, Hannah, what was it like growing up in Hollywood as an only child and having such a famous mother?
Well, I guess I was pretty privileged, as I had things most other kids only dream about. For instance, when I was 14, I just loved Harrison Ford films, and my mother arranged for me and a few friends to go to the film set to see him working on his latest film as a treat for my birthday. I don't think I was particularly spoilt, though, even though I was an only child. And I didn't get into trouble like some of the kids I knew did.
You yourself are an actress now. Did she ever try to put you off acting?
Not at all. Just the opposite. She felt I should follow my feelings. I guess in the same way she had done when she was younger. My grandparents hadn't wanted her to take up acting, you know, especially as she had to move from Europe to Hollywood. I don't think her family took her seriously at first, and I think she was quite homesick and felt she could have done with a little more family support.
Now, you look very like your mother, don't you?
Oh, yes. My mouth, the shape of my face, my jawline is my mother's. My nose, too, but only the tip of it, not the bridge. That is unique, like no one else's in the family. My eyes, my forehead, my coloring, my height are different from my mother's, but everyone tells me I look like her. When I say everybody, I mean everybody. People stop me in shops, on the subway, in the street.
What does your mother say about this?
Well, we both looked in the mirror one day and came to the same conclusion. People exaggerate. Then one day I went into a dress shop. I was alone, except for another customer. I thought to myself, she looks like my mother. Then I walked too close to her and crashed into a mirror. The lady was me. I hadn't recognized myself.
What qualities do you think your mother possesses?
Oh, great physical energy. She used to walk fast, and when she wasn't acting, she cleaned and organized the house perfectly. She loved acting more than cleaning. She loved acting most and above all. It took me some time not to feel hurt by this. I wanted to come first. When asked what was the most important thing in her life, she got real embarrassed and nervous, but my mother couldn't lie. She had to say acting, though I know for our sake she wished she could say family. She is terribly practical, and I am too. We consider it one of the greatest qualities in people. We give it the same status as intelligence. Practicality is what made my mother advise me to learn to be an accountant. If you know how to do it, you know you'll never be cheated out of any money, she says. I didn't finish the course as I decided I wanted to act.
Did she have any personal experience of being cheated out of money?
Well, my mother has always been a very generous person to people she likes. I think another actor who she fell out with started the rumor that she's a bit stingy. She does say that I'm a bit extravagant.
Now, you don't sound like your mother, do you?
Oh, no, she still has a bit of an accent. But her voice is definitely an actress's voice. The clearest speech, the most commanding delivery, and loud. The family used to tell her that she didn't need a phone. She could have just talked to us on the other side of town and we would have heard her. She justifies it with, I picked it up in the theater. My voice has to reach all the way to the last row.
Thank you for coming in today to talk to us, Hannah, and good luck in your new film, which I believe is released on Tuesday.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.